The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, the Artemis II astronauts are returning home after conducting an historic lunar flyby, which took them further from Earth than any humans have ever been. For more on this, we're joined by space commentator Leo Enright. Leo, they've boldly gone where no man or woman has gone before. What is this, is that the standout moment of this entire thing for you?
Well, no, Shane. I mean, the real jaw-dropper today, this afternoon particularly, is the rake of photographs that NASA have just put up on their website, taken by the astronauts while they were doing their flyby of the moon. Some of these pictures are really stunning. And, you know, that from a kind of cosmetic point of view is, you know, the big win for this mission. They got some amazing pictures and we're only now starting to see them for technical reasons. NASA has posted them up on its website. If anyone wants to see them, images.nasa.gov is where to go, and it has for photography buffs, it has all the details about the cameras they used and so on.
Excuse my ignorance, Leo, but have we seen the far side of the moon before? Have unmanned spacecraft taken photographs before? Is this totally new territory?
Oh, no, not at all, Shane, because NASA have been plugging this mission with the public with a lot of fairly hypey sort of stuff, like people are going to see things that no human eye has seen before. That's kind of semantic, because we have mapped the moon better than we have mapped the ocean floors of the Earth. We know every stick and inch of the moon extremely well. It's just that as an accident of the way we've sent astronauts to the moon in the past, they've always been much closer to the moon than this crew were. So they only see it up close, just the little bit of the moon that they're flying over. Whereas this crew, they're the first humans to see the full far side of the moon. But of course, robots have been sending back pictures since the early 1960s.
When we spoke about this a week ago or so, you were quite nervous about the outcome and just from a safety point of view, that everything would go well. Can we relax at this stage? How long will it take for the crew to get home?
Well, frankly, Shane, I'm not relaxed at all. Exactly 10 minutes from now, the spacecraft will stop climbing away from the moon and will start to fall back to Earth. Now, it still has 800,000 kilometers to fall before it hits the Earth's atmosphere, which means that it's going to build up an incredible amount of speed, over 30,000 kilometers an hour when they hit the atmosphere early on Saturday morning, Irish time. That really is, for many people, the fingers and toes crossed moment.
Did you say 30,000 kilometers an hour?
More, yeah.
My God, that is, is the human body able for that? It obviously is.
Oh yeah, no, they have a system when they hit the atmosphere, very much like ducks and drakes we used to do as kids on ponds, where you skim a stone across the water. That's exactly what NASA does with these returns from the moon, so that they don't hit the atmosphere, bang, right straight at once. They skip their way down into the atmosphere, which reduces the stresses on the astronaut and on the vehicle. However, Shane, there's a twist to this story this time. Yeah. And that is that when they tried that trick last time with an uncrewed vehicle, the heat shield didn't come out of it terribly well. And so there is a real worry that this time, will the heat shield hold up to this battering that it's going to get? My guess is it will, but I don't think anyone, in fact, I know nobody in mission control will sleep easy till these four people are bobbing around in the Pacific Ocean very early Saturday morning.
Okay, let's hope that they are all well and safe. Space commentator Leo Enright, thank you indeed for that update.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.